Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara. We're up to Rav Kuf Ches Amar Aleph. And up to Shmuel Amar, about eight lines on the top. Basically, we're discussing, there were 13 boxes inside the Beis HaMikdash. And seven of them they had money to do new things with, and then six of them we had for what? So we had a number of opinions what the six boxes were. And there was money inside them, and that money was used to keep the Mizbech covered in case it was a quiet day. They bought animals, oilers, and they put them as bech. So why need six? So the first reason we gave was simply because the cranes didn't get on with each other. Each one was jealous of why you got more than I did. So therefore, everyone had their own equal box.
If there was no kabbalah to bring up, why did they have to bring up...
It's not covered in a chashuv place. It's quiet. When you walk into a place that's busy, you get very impressed. If one place is very quiet, nobody wants to be here. You also decide not to come here anymore. It's more of a kabbalah. But Rav Am Hadras Melech. So one answer to the question was make keep peace between the kohanim. The other one, Rabbi Yechina said, is because there was so much money, the money itself can get ruined, so therefore you had to have breathing space. And then we had another one is because there are six different types of animals, and the Zidi said for every animal you want to buy, they want to buy a bull, they went to this box. They wanted to buy a goat, they went to this box. They wanted to buy whatever the animal was, they went to a different box. And if you follow Rebbe, he says that if you have money, and a bigger one includes smaller ones, then you only need one box. But we follow Rebbe, he said that every animal is different. Bar Pada says it's because what happens if you had an animal that got lost? You had a bull, you had a carbon that had a bull and got lost, and you brought a new one, now you found it. Or you had a ram that got lost because you set aside a carbon and then you had to bring another one, and then you found it. Or sheep, or goats. So that's four boxes. The fifth one is hamoisoras, that you had money, that you set aside money for an animal and turned out to be that the animal cost less than you thought. What do you do with the rest of the money? That goes in the fifth box. And the last box was that kalboin, the extra kalboin from the, when you two people bring a shekel, max a shekel together, the hegdish loses out the extra kalboin that they have for every half a shekel. So they used to donate it, but it doesn't go to the shkolim.
What was it? Was it just some silver?
Sound like that the coin itself was a bit bigger than a normal coin.
So was the chatzis shekel was normal, bigger than the chatzis shekel?
That's it sounds like. It was a little bit extra. It was a little bit extra. Everything goes by weight, so you got ones a little bit extra. And that kalbin went with it.
So the kalbin,
if it's part of the matzah, it went with it, because that's how you know for sure you had the right weight. That's what it sounds like.
I also thought it was an exchange coin. It was like used for foreign exchange between...
Yeah, but they go their way. Their weight is... And they could possibly get all the accurate weights. It was more like today that everything was so definitive. So you got one. It sounded like you got one a little bit extra. And now, when you give a whole shekel, you basically lose it out. Had to lose it out. So therefore, you gave a separate kalbin. But that separate kalbin sounds like it was separate. It wasn't part of the coin. It sounded like it was a piece on its own, a little piece. Whatever that is. Yeah, but here we're having an argument where that extra kalbin goes. Can't be talking about the whole coin. So that's what when we tell you where does the extra little, if you give a whole shekel, and the Gemara, and he said that extra kalbin goes into a little box. It wasn't the whole shekel. There was your max. There was a separate piece. It was a little extra piece, a little tiny piece. I don't know what size or whatever.
Yeah, and it was probably not currency as such.
Possibly not.
And you say so many kalbin, you make a puta.
Yeah. So it's like a little piece of silver. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara goes through each one why we don't agree with it. So comes along Shmuel, and he says, I say, you came along Bar Pada and said it's for all the leftovers, and so on and so forth. I hold that all of those are also considered Moisres. So Shmuel says, you know what you need these boxes for? Keneged Moisres Chattas. Each time you set aside money, and then you turned out to be the animal cost less. And each carbon was different than the next. If you set aside money for a Chattas, and then you turned out to be you have some extra money left over. And since a Chattas is very different than other carbonis, and Moisres Oshem, or left over from Oshem, each carbon had to have their own box. This is the box for the Chattas, this is the box for the Oshem. Moisres Oshem Nozir, this is leftover money from the Oshem Nozir. And the leftover Oshem Nozir is different than an ordinary Ashram, because their carbon had to be 2 years old. So it's different. Umay said Ashram Mitzaydim, and left on Mitzaydim, which again is different than Ashram Nazir, because he had to have oil that goes in the toe of the Kainim and so on. So it's different as well. And also, because Ashram Nazir, its purpose was, it wasn't like a kapara, it was there to be machsha, to allow you that from now on you can start counting in Azidah's Batara. When do you bring in Ashram? When you became Tamei, now you want to restart, you recalibrate your counting.
It's a matter.
So it's a matter, exactly. and you don't give it doesn't require a nesachim. A shengim etzayda, you have to take from its blood and place it on the behinus of the kohen, and it requires a nesachim, and it also allows him to go back to the camp. So it's very different carbon. And then a moisim minchas chayte, the leftover minchas chayte, it's also called a sinner. So leftover goes to the minchas tzibur. And Moisir Asidis Evigon, and the sixth box was for the leftover of the Kohen Gadol he set aside to buy the flour for that day. And some leftover, you put it in the box and it joins the Tzibur. All other menachas, if you have leftover, since it's the private mincha, it does not go into the communal boxes. You keep it for yourself, and then you add some more money, you bring another mincha with it. Okay, so the Gemara. And with the Kohen Gadol, he cannot keep the money for the next day, because every day his money, whatever he set aside, had to be used. But Rabbi Yisha says, I agree with Shmuel. I disagree with him regarding the Asir Seif Kohen Gadol, but I agree with him about Moshe Minchas Chaitan. I also add Moshe Kenan. I also add for Zover, they've left over from the birds. Says the Gemara, Shmuel, my time beloved Aisha, why doesn't he agree with about the Canaan? Canaan, Tunnelade Aisha already says, in the 13 boxes already had, the first the 7 boxes, one of them was for Canaan, so what do you need another box for? Rabbi Aisha, Tani, Vilatani, Moshe Canaan. You're right, it does say an ordinary Canaan. Sorry, Vilatani Canaan. Is Rabbi Aisha going to say that what? He doesn't agree one of the 7 boxes were Canaan? Vilatani, Rabbi Aisha himself, Vilatani Canaan. So he answers, Chadli Canaan, Chadli Moshe Canaan. There's the bird, the original birds, and then you have left over money, separate box. Nu Rabbi Yishe, my time, Rabbi Yishe, why doesn't he say that it's talking about the Chavisi Kohen Gadol? So he holds Kemadama, the Moises shall see the Seifer Kohen Gadol. You know what happens to the leftover money from the Asir Seifer if you have some leftover money that day? Yirkev, you have to let it rot, as we learn from a Pasuk later on. You cannot use it for the communal carbon. The way you worked with Canaan was that every coin that there was a Mechusa Kapora who had to bring birds to be Kapora, he would just put money in the box. And every day that box was emptied. So the Canaan, you know, they should just take all the money in the box and make a whole bunch of Canaan and have in mind all the people who needed who Mechusa Kapora. That's how the Canaan worked. So the the Tanya we learned, Moisim Minchas Nadav, it says like this in the Braisa. Sorry, I skipped it, didn't I? Okay, so Shmuel holds, like the man Dama that says, the why doesn't he agree with Shmuel? Because he holds that the leftover of the Chavisin gets rotten. The Tanya we learned, the Braisa, Moisim Minchas Nadav, the leftover of the Minchas Nadav, Moisim Minchas, leftover of the Minchas Yirkev should rot. What's his Minchas Nadav and what's his ordinary Mincha? My comma, we have a machlekes. Amr of Chilchidah holds, Hachi comma. Moisir Minchas Chayte, if somebody has leftover money from Minchas Chayte, which is brought for a chayv, is Nadava. What do you do with the leftover money? You put it into these boxes. That's called Nadava. So the Moisir Minchas means Minchas Chayte goes to these boxes. Fine. When it says, but the next Minchas is Moisir Asidis or Eifash or Kohen Gadol, but the leftover of the Asidis of the Kohen Gadol, Yirkev, that rats, as we'll see from a pasuk. That's a pchiz. A pchiz holds you cannot use the money left over, and the money left over from the chavisi kohen gadol. That's what Rabbi Yishe says. Rabbi says no. I feel a moise that I see the same kohen gadol. I'm in a dove. Even that also is in a dove. So what does it mean moise mincha yikrav? El a moise lach metoyde yikrav. The leftover lach metoyde they should write. Why? Because it's not called the chatas. Only those that are called chatas, the money goes into these boxes and they keep the mizbeach occupied. But not lach metoyde. Don't do the chatas. Why can't you use it for another carbon? Because once you have money dedicated for one carbon, every carbon had to have its own bread. So if there's another carbon, that already has its own bread. What are you bringing money with this bread for that carbon? Says the Gemara Vayta, or with Plukta, Moisir Asir Seifer Shekohen Gadol, Rabbi Yechon Amar Nadavar, Rabbi Yechon, and this is the same machlokes, Rabbi Yechon says that one, that you can take that money and bring a dove, and Rabbi Elazar, and Yirkev Shirat. Meisa, let's talk about this, or the leftover Kohen Gadol. Meisa says, Moisa Shkolim, let's say you were going to set aside money for Shkolim, and you're going to buy Shkolim with it. It turned out to be that the valuation of something, or you put too much money aside. What do you do with leftover money? is chulin, is only chulin, because you never intended that it should be kaddish. You only wanted to put in enough money to buy a shkalim. You didn't realize the latest price.
But that would apply also to a carbon, as we said before. If you've got money left over, you use it for another carbon.
Yeah, but
you didn't intend to spend all the money. You thought it would cost that much money. So why
you have to put? Yeah, good question. It seems that by shkalim, I'm just buying the money. I'm not buying directly the carbon. I'm buying the money that donated to Beis Hamikdash, which is going. And all I want to buy is a shekel. So we say it doesn't have the kedusha yet. It doesn't have kedusha. It's more like tzedakah. I'm giving tzedakah here. So I intended to give whatever the value of a shekel is. When it comes to a carbon, I'm setting aside money for an animal. There it's not tzedakah. There the money becomes kedush, because this money itself becomes kedush. So therefore, even though you it turned out to be that the animal you bought was less than this, but the entire money became kedush because you. There's no. A shekel has a specific amount. A shekel is a shekel. It's a shekel. It's a certain amount of silver. So you need to know what the value of the money is.
Are you taking $50 and saying, this money, I'll buy an animal? And if the animal only costs 40,
you didn't say that. So we say that when you say, this, I'm buying an animal, and this is the money I'm buying. No. This money is designated for the Beis Hamikdash, and I'm going to use it to buy an animal. So the entire money is consecrated. Whether you end up buying it on 40 or 30. That's right, it doesn't have kedusha. Yeah. It's like a promise that I'm going to use this money. Yeah.
The shekel is the kedusha. You're now using this medium to buy that shekel.
That's right.
So that's
exactly. And there's no kedusha there either. Money has no. Even the machta shekel is only maintenance of the base of English. It doesn't have the kedusha. It's not like a behemah that is kedusha itself, but you're using it for the mizbech. And the same thing with the money that you put aside to buy the hema. It itself is kedush.
It's really how you look at it. You wanted to buy the hema. The hema cost was $400. Mm. You didn't know. You didn't mean to spend $500. But you put it aside in case it costed that.
Maybe you could buy a $500 behemah. Go somewhere else and you'll buy a $500 behemah. Spend more money. You get a fatter behemah. The money could be for that, whatever it is. Here, you just purely set aside money to get exact max of the shekel. Max is a currency. It's a fine difference, but yeah, good question. Says the Gemara Baiten. Where are we? Moish chuli no moisir asir seifa, but the leftover asir seifa. Moisir kinezavim, kinezavim, kineolis. All of these birds, v'chatoyis v'ashamis, moisrein. All the leftover money he goes to Nadava. My love. What isn't it talking about? That moisir asir seifa shekoyin gadol. That includes also the Sida Seifa Kohen Gadol, also the leftover go to keep them there for the Dovah. Loi, Moise Minchas Chayte. It means here, when it says over here, Moise Sida Seifa, the very first example after Shkolin, the Rai says, the top line, Moise Sida Seifa. Doesn't that mean from the Kohen Gadol? Moise says, no. It means Moise Minchas Chayte, the leftover of a Minchas Chayte. Since it's Hashem Chayva, that's what goes on the Mizbech. In fact, it makes more sense, Kemand Omar, like Rabbi Loza, like Rabbi Isha, that Moses is able to crank God, don't put it in the kupa, you let it rot. The Tanya, we learn, it says in the Baraisa, it says in the Pasik, if you cannot afford birds, then you bring your carbon. Asir Seifa for a chatas. It says in the Pasik, lo yosim ala Hashem, don't place on any oil. Lo yitin ala levain, don't place any incense. Ki chatasi, because it is a chatas. What do you mean? She is a chatas. No, but Rav Yehuda, he kriya chatas. She is known as a chatas. Ve'ena cheres. There's another siddur seifa which is similar, even though it's a choiv, is not called a chatas. That it does not have the name of a chatas. That you shouldn't have any oil on it. You shouldn't have any wine on it. Now, what are we talking about? And more does it have the name of a chatas. By a chatas, we know the leftovers go to the kupa. Limit ala sidus aves a kohen gadol, that's the exclusion. The sidus a kohen gadol, she'ainu kri chatas, kol chatas, and therefore it does require tuna levain, it does require levain, and therefore, me'ainu kri chatas, moisa yikir, because now go to chatas, the leftovers get brought right away.
You're saying the coinage has to be discarded to get brought, or the actual physical ingredients of the chatas?
We're talking about the leftover money that you put aside, yeah. Yeah.
So what is it? So in other words, you bought it for a certain thing and you got some change, some coinage change from the
flour, whatever you bought, yeah. Yeah, exactly that. Yes. Yeah, that's what I've
It's interesting, it says to have it as for the coinage to rot. Other cases, if you throw the coinage...
Yeah, melech. Yeah, interesting, yeah. If a guy says this shoy should be an oila, he said this. And we know from previous Gemaras that if you say this, if an animal dies, you're potter. What happened is Taiv, a contract to the mum. Imrotz, if you want to, Yovi Bedomov Shnaim, you can buy two animals. It has a mum, you sell it. And the money you have to buy a carbon, but you can now, even though you had one large one, you can now buy two small ones. Even though you're reducing the chashivas of it, it doesn't matter, because technically you don't know anything, because you said zoo. Shnei shvarim, let's say you said this, these two shvarim should be in oilav, and it's to have a contract to mum. Rotz, Yovid Men, Echad, you can bring only one. Rebbe Isa, Rebbe Asses. Rebbe said, he says, no, if you start with one, leave with one. Why take by the Eved is Mutti Rebbe's Maid? Because he said, Zeh. So you're not really responsible. Ayo. Sorry?
It doesn't matter at which stage.
Yep. You wait till it gets a moment, then you sell it, and with the money, this is what you buy.
But once you brought it to the temple,
you didn't bring it to the temple. It had a moon before you brought it. You sat at Aizu.
Yeah.
He didn't shecht it yet. What happened is, he said, Ayil. Sorry? What do you mean?
He doesn't have to bring it anymore. So now he can sell it. He has the money.
So the money, the money is still kodesh. You maktish is carbon. So the value of the animal is kodesh. Now that it has a mum, you can never bring it to bed, but they add value. So the value of the kodesh, you have to take the money and use it for something kodesh. But since the it's that carbon, it's a dinic carbon, this carbon is no longer around. The zoo falls off, so you can bring any animal, any size. Isle ze oila. This isle is an oila, and it's time and got a mum. Same thing. If you have a dumb keb, you can bring a sheep, which is worth less. Keb is oila. If it's time, you even got a mum. If you have a dumb, you can improve it. Rebbe holds. You remember before that a better one is not better. So he l'shitfasa he asks. We learned the previous Mishnah. If I said I promise I'll bring one cow for $100 and I brought two, everyone holding that because not what I promised.
Yes, because
someone asked?
That's because one of the cows really costs.
Yeah, so they're definitely not Yetzer. Someone answers, Shor Zev in his time shiny. Here you said this animal. And this animal died, or had a mum. So therefore, this animal, my promise evaporated. But it's still kodesh, so I can take the money, technically I can buy whatever I want with it. Because the promise of this and not smaller or bigger is gone.
But the kedusha hasn't disappeared.
Yeah, it's still had, yeah. But the animal itself, I said zoo, it's gone. Says the Gemara, Shnei Shvori may lo I live in the Stav Gadamu, Morotza Yavid Main, Echo Rebbe Asses. So, right, Rebbe, if you said these two Shvorim, and then I want to bring a larger one, Rebbe asks us because the old large one is not better. My time, we should have the Hagar, the cotton. No. So, what's wrong with Hebehem? So, eat it. What? Only if you bring a shlamim.
Let's say it's got a psul.
Mice is not a carpet.
Mean treif.
Yeah.
No. You sell it, and with that money, you have to, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Obviously, you're going to have much less money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're selling a treif and your shalim, you're going to struggle to find a customer.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. You have to make it up or not. Okay. It says in the Mishnah, you have two, we got a mum, two shvarim, and then you can bring the money one, the Rebbe asses. My time, I should have the godl, the heavy cotton. Why does Rebbe ask it? Because you said two cows, and you only bought one. Two cows is better than one. So therefore, you're reducing it. The afa gav the nistayiv. L'choyde, he had a mum, who cares? The net disappears. Nevertheless, l'chatchila lo yishari Rebbe. Rebbe says, l'chatchila, you should still do the right thing. Don't reduce it. So why is he only arguing the case of two shvarim and down to one? And if one that becomes two, you should also argue. Because the Rebbe holds that even though you improved it, improvement is not, it doesn't help. The Gemara says, you're right. Rebbe actually argues on the time Mishnah, not to the Rabbanon, at the Maskei Mosai. He waits till the Rabbanon finish what they had to say, and then we'll have the Maflik alive. And then he argues, I'll prove it to you. Because later on the Mishnah says, Ayil ze oilev in the stayiv, and Ayla, this ram should be an oilev, then got a mum. Rotze yava bedamo kevis. Kevis is a lower one. If they said this sheep should be an oila and got a mum, he improved it, and yet the Rebbe Yosef. Shmamani argues on the whole Mishnah. Even when we improve it, the Rebbe says, the chatchila is no good. What about, okay, we said before that you can buy a larger or smaller, makes no difference. What about buying a different kind of animal? You said a cow, and now you want to bring a sheep. Can you do that? If I said this show should be in oil and I got a mum, can now I take the money and buy two rams? Toshma coming here, sure is the oil, this show should be in oil and I got a mum, yavi bedum of oil. It says in the Braise, don't bring a ram. Why? Because that's a very big, because it's much smaller than a cow. I said a cow and I bring a ram, which is worth less than half. But what you could do is have a maybe bedum of base alim. You could be two rams. Clearly, you can change from a cow to a ram. You could change the species. But it shouldn't be such a big reduction. It doesn't look right. And Rabbi Oise, Rabbi Asse, you know why Asse's? Even though let's say they're more or less equal, so it's not going down or up. Lefisha ain't bila, since each ram requires its own mincha. And when you made a promise, you promised to bring one mincha's nesachim, now you got to bring two. You can't mix the two together. So therefore, that's the problem. It's because you have to bring two rams. But you, when you made your original promise, you said this show should be the oiler. Because it's not what your promise was. And Rebbe holds that more is no good, you remember? Rebbe says if I said 20 and I give 50, it's no good. You got to be like exactly the amount. Yeah. Where are we? Shmami no Zarai from here that you can change kabanas. So it's equally from here that kabanas changing from a cow to a ram doesn't make a difference. The only problem that Rebbe had was the mincha that you brought with it and it makes together. And the reason is because the mincha you bring from your house, so there nothing changed. The animal got a mum, so the animal you can change. But the mincha didn't give a mum, so the mincha which you promised originally to come from your house, one mincha, now you change it too. Rebbe said you can't do that. So the mother, if so you're allowed to change from one mincha to the other mincha, my ear today. So why do you have to have two after the chadnami? Why can't you just bring one ram? Doesn't the rabban hold? Even the rabban generally agree that you're not allowed to reduce from a large one to a small one. But if he said zoo and the animal got a mum, you can do whatever you want. So why can't you change from one large cow to one small ram? So what if it's a lot smaller? You're right. Today, Tanoi leave it a bonon. There's two machlekes in the Mishnah. The Braise said, according to the bonon. Now, Mishnah says you can change to whatever you want. And the Braise says, no, don't make a big reduction. Rebbe, Oise, Rebbe asks, the mincha of Shein Bila, you can't mix the two michas together. So it says, at the time, the only reason is the Bila. You can't mix the two michas together. Oh, yes, Bila, if you could mix the two michas together, sure, you're allowed to, even though you're changing from a cow to two rams. But now, an ayel, the oil of this ram is an oil of an estai, got a moom. Rotze, you have a bedum of kemes, you can bring a sheep. Kev is the oil of the sheep is an oil of an estai, you have a bedum of ayel, you bring a ram. But Rebbe Oise, he holds even better. I don't care better or worse, you have to stick to your original promise. Says the Gemara, today, Tanoi, leave the Rebbe. The two Tanoi are going to Rebbe. One Tano holds that we're very worried about the Menachos, and one Tano holds that, that we're only worried about the animal itself. Uber Tahoidim. Today, Tanoi, leave the Rebbe. Uber Tahoidim. Egel, the heavy par, and by Tahoidim. In the end of the Braise, it says this Shoid is an oil, and then it became Garamum. Don't bring from a Shoid to an isle. And betahidim, let's say they never had a mum, eagle or a calf, the heavy part. He said a promise to bring a calf, and then he brought a bull, an ox, which is much better. Kev is the heavy isle, yotze. That's what the Raisa finishes off. Obviously, that's not the Rebbe because the Rebbe holds that you cannot bring a better one. Stomach it rabbanon, that follows rabbanon. Says you want to buy to be dama bay. If you want, you can bring two. And our mission says Omer Amenasha Bazirim Ravlo Shon Eldom Shoyd Ze Oyla. He said this Shoyd is an Oyla. Avlomer, if he said Shoyd Ze Olai Oyla, if he said this Shoyd, I take upon myself. He added the word Olai, which makes it more like a Neder than Zoo. Then Hukva, he takes responsibility to bring one Oyla, not to bring two small ones, because he said Olai. Maybe we said Zeh, it's a Nadava, not a Nedir. I said the word a lie means I take it upon myself to bring this Nadava. And this animal, nothing else. And once it has a mum, the Nedir disappears. Since he started over the word shor ze, even if he adds the word alai, he's just saying I'm taking this as a dover to bring. I will amar shor ze the dumb of alai oila hukra. But if he says this shor, this is the shor, the dumb of alai, and the value of it I take upon myself. That means even the animal gets a mum, I'm still responsible. Then oila hukra. Then it's fixed, and he has no breda. Yes, take care of it. Mishnah. Omer, if a guy says, Echad mikvas a hegdish, one of my sheep is a hegdish, but you don't, from his bayach, and you don't designate which one, the Echad mishvor a hegdish, one of my cows a hegdish, vahoyle shnaim, he has two, hagodjim a hegdish. You always take the superior one. We can assume that, you know, mivchen idrechem, you can always take the best. Kol chelel Hashem. Shloish, if you have three animals, then baini shemem hegdish. Now you don't take the best, you take the middle one. Seems to say, said a minute ago, you said the best one, now you're saying the average one. You have three animals in your flock, and you promise to give an animal, donate an animal to base in Migdash, give the middle one.
Who says that?
The Mishnah. And the question is why? We'll soon see the Gemara. Pirashti, I specify which animal any day, much I don't remember. But my father told me that he said that, well, as he died, that he designated one of the animals to be Kaddish, and I don't know which one it was. He's Mahagodish Ben Hegdish. Mahagodish Ben Hegdish. You always take the best one, and Mistama, that's the one that you donated. Because it says, Mivchar Nidrechem. It says the Gemara, Alma, we see from the Mishnah Magdish, Bayan Yofa Magdish, we see from the Mishnah, if a person donates, he always gives the best, even though he had a Machlekes. The Machlekes, if Meicher Bayan Yofa Meicher, if Magdish Bayan Yofa Magdish. Ema, Seifa, look at the Seifa, Bain, if you have three, you give the middle one. Sheben Hegdish, Alma, Magdish, Bayan Yofa Magdish. Maybe not Ayin Rock, then you give the worst, but at least not Bayan Teva. Amashmul, no. Choshen Avla Baini. The Mishnah doesn't mean only the Baini. We're scared. Maybe the largest one and maybe the middle one. So they got Bekotten Ayin Yofu, because compared to the smaller one, it's still Ayin Yofu. So, hey, what do you do now? So you have a large one, you have to get the base of meters, you have a middle one. What do you do? But only one animal is a carbon. You wait for the middle one. The larger one, you give a carbon. And the middle one, you wait till it has a mum. And then you transfer its kedusha to the larger one. We don't know which one, even so you transfer kedusha to the large one. You say manushach. If the baini was the one, the only one animal you designated to the base of midrash. So if it was the baini designated, I just transferred the kedusha of the baini to the large one. And if it was a large one that was kedush, sorry.
Even if it's not around, everybody
bought it. I won't bring the first one. No, you got to wait. The top, the large one, you wait, and the middle one, you somehow or another wait till he gets a mum, and you're hoping he gets a mum before the large one dies. So what you do is that you take the You take the middle one that has a mum, and you say, I'm making an exchange, the middle one to the larger one. If the middle one was the one that was a carbon, so now I transfer to the larger one. And the larger one, the original, was a carbon, then it's still there. And that's how you do it. You don't bring two. This only told me, he said, Echad mishvore hegdish. One of my animals hegdish. If he said, Shoyd bishvore hegdish. If he said the cow amongst my cows is hegdish, then hagodl shvem hegdish. Then definitely, even if you have three, it's the larger one. Tura b'turoi kama, my cow, he meant the cow amongst my cows, the one that stands out, which is always the best one. So if you have 10, it means the best one. If a guy says, friend, buy is bebasin my look, a house amongst my houses, and you, according to you, it should be the superior house. And then he says, Mareyu Aliyah, he means the attic, he means the upstairs, which is less value. He means the upstairs, which is worse than downstairs. Downstairs is much better, you don't have to walk up the stairs, not a schlep. So we see if I can't, buy is bebasin means the worst, not the best. Because the worst, we're like, no, you think Ali means upstairs? Ali means the best, Aliyah. Is the best of the houses. Basically, that's the question. It says, Shoy bishvore hegdish, a cow amongst my cows is hegdish, reshoy shal hegdish, a cow of hegdish in the bachim. Other ones, hagodl shaben hegdish, the largest one is hegdish, v'kula nimachlu tachayel, but all the rest of that suffix, so you sell all the rest of them, and with the money, and the animals, they all go to hegdish, the animals themselves must go to hegdish, but it's mein chulun. Since only one animal is kaidish, so therefore you take the best one and you bring another carbon, maybe it was one of the other ones, so you sell them all to people who need to bring kabanis, and they'll be used as a carbon, but the money is not kaidish, it's chulun, because only one animal you set aside. So we see from that one that you're not sure, you said a minute ago that shoy bishvore means the best one, and here it's still musupik. You think it was an ordinary shoy that got mixed up with other ones, or the shoy that I promised? It was a real shoy of hegdish that got mixed up with others, and therefore they all have to. The rest of them have to go to hegdish because it's a real hegdish. If the only animal that was here was the one that I set aside, I said the shoy b'shvara. There's no question that it's a superior one. But what happened was, it says v'chein b'shoy shel hegdish inzal v'chein is a real shoy shel hegdish that got mixed up with other ones. That's the case with this program out of here. Not the original one that you just set aside for the best one. Because if the shoy that I said, shoy b'shvorai, got mixed up with other animals, I can right away tell which one it is. It's the best quality animal. That's the one I set aside. So you can figure it out. It's only going on the second case. Okay, so you're going to write. I have a chain comma, it sounds vichain, sounds like talking about both cases that got mixed up with other ones. And even the Shoish Rishvara, also we're not sure which animal it is. Targuma agodl. We're talking about, it says vichain, it means only that it should be the largest one goes to Hegdish. But regarding the suffix, there's no suffix by Shoish Rishvara. That it says the chain means that when you donate a shoyshel hegdish, even if you didn't say the word mishvara, you should always try to give the best one. Always try to give the best one. But you don't. But it's a big difference if I made a promise shoy mishvara, which means then it's a fact we know you gave the best one, or stam you set aside an animal, even though we prefer that you give the best animal mivchan nidrechem, but we don't know if you did or you didn't. Meisa, that's the question. It says bayis bebeis. We don't know which one you did.
It's not our business.
We don't. He doesn't know either. He doesn't. He's got mixed up with other animals.
The person himself.
Yeah. Yeah, but if
he comes and asks Shaila,
that's right.
For
exactly. But if it's if he said Harezu, whatever it is, he said, if he said Shor B'Shvarai, then we know. We don't care what he thinks. The words themselves tell us that you have to give the best quality shor. So you got mixed up with others. We'll just pick it out in a second. It's when he donated a shor to Hegdish already, even though Halacha said he got to give the best one. He obviously didn't. Otherwise, he would recognize straight away. Says he will write to the meisve bayis be beisim of a house among my house. I sell to you. Venofel fell down. Mareyu nofel. I told to the buyer. I say, you know which is your house you bought? The one that fell down. Of eved ba'avoda, or a slave among my slaves in Meichlach, and then mess one slave died. Mareyu mess. I show him it. That's the one you bought. Am I why? Lechze hayden nofel. Let us say which one fell down. Remember, you just said the best quality house. Let's see which house fell down. The best quality or the worst quality? Or mace, enough a hayden mace. Let's see which one died. Yeah, but he didn't specify. He said these words. Bayis bebesi.
What amongst my houses?
Exactly. And you just said before that means the best house. You made a kid and everything. Yeah, 100%. And you said before that it means the best one. So now that one of the houses collapsed. What do you mean I can say that's your house? Let's go look if that's the best house. Yeah, and look at the material and so on. He says, Lekeach, I'm talking about a case of buying. Shiny Lekeach, the Yad Bala Shtadal Tachtena. Even though technically he should have given the best house, but we have a rule that Hamaytzich Ve'el Varaya, the guy, the Lekeach, is trying to put.
He's in possession of the article.
He has nothing. He wants to. That might be a Meich is in possession. The Lekeach is trying to extract. You prove which house he gave you. He should have appealed. Allah gave the best one. He should have, but he didn't. No. Lekeach is the
Meitzi. In possession of the star at the moment.
Yeah. Yad Balashtar Zachtena. He didn't take it yet. So he has, this Lekeach has to now, he has a Star Mechir in his hand. Hey, give me my property. And Lekeach has to prove the point of which one. When it comes to Hegdish, there's no such thing as Yad Balashtar Zachtena. Hegdish always a superior. Remember, we had so many dinim that in moments, you know, for an ordinary person that dinim this way, for Hegdish, he always wins. Hegdish always comes out on top. No, you're supposed to give the best to Hegdish. Mivchan Nedrechem, the best of what you have, you're supposed to give to Hegdish. Let's give the best. Bayis the basis, so technically I should have given you the best house. But maybe he didn't. And we can't we can't force him, you know, maybe he didn't. Now the Lekeach has to prove which is the house
that
he got.
Never buy sight unseen.
Even talk about now with all these apartments they sell off the plan. That's right. Hashad was lucky now that we came up with this whole new idea about the Ashtar. I feel tame, even in the previous Brisa where it says, he says, I'm selling you buys a basi. He gets Aliyah, and Aliyah means the upstairs. Upstairs, yes, the grey, yeah, you prove that the Meichem meant to give you the downstairs. The downstairs is better quality, but he didn't say clearly he's giving the downstairs, even though he said buys a basi. This is a transaction. You, the Lekeach, have to prove what he actually meant. So we can go back to Aliyah, doesn't mean the best, Aliyah means upstairs.